This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I mean, I do know that number. You do know I number every single show that we do.
So what number
is today? You want to guess what today's is? I want to know if you're anywhere close to accurate or if you're off. And this is only when we officially started doing it together.
Like the first week of November, right? So like 6 years ago?
It might as well have been.
Yeah. I'll go 63 shows.
That's incredible. He hit it right on
serious?
The number. Not even Price is Right. You just won the showcase.
All right.
Now, Mac,
don't
verify
mess with
right,
me
here.
Right now.
I
man.
Swear to God, Mac, what is the number on the top of my computer right there?
Show 63.
I can't
that
lose.
That was incredible.
I cannot lose this week.
Showcase showdown. Bob Barker, Drew Carey. Doesn't matter who it is. You won the grand prize.
I'm going downstairs to play the lotto. That was. I mean, between this and DeAndre Hunter, my vibes are through the roof.
You didn't even know I keep track of the numbers.
No
I did
idea.
It for the night show too. By the way, I did the same thing for the night
How
show.
How made you top out?
I like that. Well, the very end was around 372.
Oh, only I would have guessed we were over 600 there.
No, because I did a lot of like coming down to other shows and doing all that
true.
Stuff, and
that's
so then
true.
we just didn't count those days. You can only do it. The parameters are the same as it is for you, the same as it is at the night show, where it's like it had to be
just
that
you.
Setup.
Yeah, pure,
it had to be that setup. And for this one, it's only shows me and you have done as well. So like when you're gone, that doesn't count. Or I'm gone, obviously it doesn't count as well.
Okay, I don't know how to ask this. This is not a judgmental question.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I started doing it for the night show because I was curious, and then it's just a tradition I have now. It's
okay.
just something
no,
I've kept
I like
I kept
it.
Doing.
I like it because it made me feel really smart in that moment. That's all we need to know.
Yeah, it was really good. No idea why I started doing it.
But kudos on Kobe Altman for his 47-minute press conference earlier today. I think that's, speaking of exactly on the dot, it started at 1, it went to, I think, about 147. So I'm right twice. I will say a lot of vibes talk. A lot of questions with the word vibes in it. A lot of Kobe using the word vibes.
A lot of drains and fountains conversation as well.
A fair amount.
You want to be a fountain, not a drain, Nick.
There were plenty of different references, but you kind of brought this up in the pre-show, and I think this is a fair question to start for Cavs fans. After the DeAndre Hunter trade, plus the 41-10 start, is this the best you felt about the Cavs since LeBron left? I actually want to start asking you that question, though.
Yeah, I was trying to think of like great moments and spots where you really do feel great. I think obviously the trade for Donovan is one of those moments.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this is the first real moment where I won't laugh you off and I won't think you're crazy if you think that there's NBA Finals expectations attached to this team. And that's why this is clearly, in my mind, the best moment since LeBron left.
I would go actually getting over the hump and beating Orlando last year because we didn't know they could do that. Although that was like 80% sweet and about 20% bitter because you knew it shouldn't have taken that
seven games. And yeah. Darius vomited all over his shoes in that series and in game seven.
So did Jimmy Bickerstaff.
And that's the other part of that, too, though, is you had JB, and you always knew there were limitations attached to JB.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we have no limitations when it comes to Atkinson. I've never felt better than what I currently feel about with Kobe Altman, and everything is coming up Cavs.
Can I throw in when Evan actually fell into your lap 4 years ago.
It's a nice moment. Great moment.
Because Cade Cunningham's a really great player. He's showing that this year.
Yeah.
Evan was the guy who was like, all right, at the time you had an undersized backcourt with Colin Sexton and Darius. So it was like, all right, you don't have a good wing. You don't have any size. Between that and the Jared Allen trade, like, well, that's another one that was really good vibes, but it just didn't have the immediate payoff.
Nobody thought that Jared Allen could be this Jared Allen either, though.
No,
that's a part of that.
Well, he was really good in Brooklyn.
He was really good, but it wasn't
this.
How much
Brooklyn Nets basketball did we watch before? We just knew his numbers.
And we all thought a lot of the numbers were empty calorie numbers, too, as well.
Well, like, there was a lot built on that. That was still the Kyrie and KD. He proved a little bit there. I don't know why I'm defending him in Brooklyn. The point is, it's this in the Donovan move for me. I mean, it is like when they traded for Donovan, it was such a holy you know what kind of move that everyone had been saying New York, and it felt like the Cavs had been used as like a teaser of like, don't you do it. If you don't give us what we want, we will trade Donovan to Cleveland. So help us God. And then so help us God came and we got Donovan. Like that was, I mean, even now, like looking back, this is probably a slightly revisionist history. In the moment, it felt bigger than the Kevin Love trade, because the Kevin Love trade was the second biggest move to getting LeBron himself. Like that move in and of itself felt like you will define the post Cavs with LeBron, or sorry, the post LeBron Cavs 2.0, either good or bad on that trade.
Yeah. But even up until Jalen Brunson took off, though, we still lived in the back of our minds. And then that's why the extension this offseason was so awesome, is because the moment we landed Donovan, people were already starting to clock, you know, put the time down until when we lost Donovan to New York.
Yeah. And so maybe it starts with Donovan. But I think the reason why it's because it's not just about the DeAndre Hunter trade. It's this season feels like the culmination of 7 years since LeBron left.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like a culmination of the ticking clock since you traded for Donovan.
Yeah.
And so there's two different ways to look at this. So much, you know, before I left in 2018, so much of my analysis of the Cavs was, it's not that I didn't want to give Dan Gilbert credit for bringing the first championship since 1964 to Cleveland, but it was like, well, you got LeBron. You know, like,
yeah, a lot of people just acted like that was supposed to happen because it's LeBron.
When you've had a decade of LeBron, I mean, thank you for spending the money, but it felt like, how can I grade you when you walked into an organization 2 years into LeBron or a year and a half of LeBron being into Cleveland?
It's why people thought Ty Lue was a bad basketball coach until he went elsewhere and showed that he isn't.
I kudos to Dan Gilbert and kudos to Kobe Altman and now Kenny Atkinson. Like, this thing, it had felt like a work in progress. And that was really frustrating because when you traded for Donovan, Donovan was supposed to be, all right, you're ascending now just by virtue of trading for Donovan. And then there were 2 years of growing pains.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually you outgrew the head coach. You might have outgrown the head coach the second you traded for Donovan. But there were growing pains. And much like a lot of success in life, you just had this push and pull of, good God, like, is it going to happen?
And even within that, Nick, nobody knew whether or not it was all going to work out. I mean, again, think about how many times we discussed and went over the core four in and of itself. People are like, oh, it makes my eyes bleed watching that backcourt.
So I will say that's probably something we should throw in there. Donovan re-signing in Cleveland. That actually probably felt better than the trade itself. And now that just thinking about it.
See, but there was still so much wonderment what this team was going to eventually be, even with the extent.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Extension. The extension was great in so many different ways, and that solidified the fact that you knew this team wouldn't suck, which I do think is a massive point. But the idea that Atkinson has shown what he's able to show, so you know you have a head coach that's worth it all, and the idea that you just fine-tuned everything you needed to, and Darius is back to being Darius, and maybe they do eventually break up the core four if they can't get it done, but it doesn't feel that way right now. This is as good as you could possibly feel in my mind.
Well, and this is a two-parter, though. Like the DeAndre Hunter trade, if you were 29 and 21 and the Pacers, who sit fourth in the Eastern Conference, I don't know the vibes are as immaculate as they are today.
Right.
But like, because you are 41 and 10, you've got a realistic chance. I mean, you got a 5.5 game lead up on Boston. Yeah, there's 31 games to go, but that's a hell of a lead at any point in the season for the number one seed. And you traded for the thing. Like, there's a part of me that wondered last year at the deadline, all right, are you not making the trade for that player? Or mm-hmm. even this year, if you weren't going to trade the core four, getting that wing player, are you not making that move because maybe you're not all in yet with what you have situated?
Right.
And that was mostly about the head coach. That was mostly about maybe we don't want to give up that extra asset in case Donovan does want to leave, that kind of stuff. And then this felt like a stamp of approval from Dan Gilbert, from Kobe. All right, we're ready. We're ready to compete. And you said something earlier in the segment. It feels like the Cavs are ready. For the first time, I've actually considered the Cavs can win an NBA championship.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it felt like. And yeah. That's what it's felt like since almost 24 hours ago, 25 hours ago when the DeAndre Hunter news was put out there.
Yeah, and you're right to point out it's not just having DeAndre Hunter, but it's the idea that even within this trade, Kobe Altman just continued to showcase why he should be considered a good GM in the NBA. I mean, like, this is not – like, it's funny. We listened to the whole press conference, or the majority of the press conference. It was very long.
Yeah.
And it was like one of the questions was like, do you feel like you fleeced Atlanta? And Kobe wouldn't go down that road and just flat out say it, because that's not what GMs do. But across the board, everyone acted like, oh my gosh, the Cavs got one over on Atlanta. It's not even close. Like, it was so ingenious of them.
216-474-0092. Want to hear from you guys. Cavs do have the Wizards tonight. That should be about a 40-point win. That team is stink going crap, but...
It's a bad Friday night game, well, by the way. What are you giving us the Wizards on Friday night?
But no DeAndre Hunter, no Okoro, no Dean Wade. I don't know that Donovan's going to play. I think he was doubtful or questionable earlier today. You still shouldn't need any of those guys.
No,
you,
not
you should
at all.
Be just fine.
Yeah.
I would like to point out, I teased Danny Cunningham, who I found out this morning went to Washington to cover this game. And I was like, what are
he went
doing?
To Washington?
Yeah. And so
did he just want to see the nation's capital? Is that what happened?
Well, I think he too was caught up in the vibes. He's like,
never seen the Lincoln Monument or what's going on here.
Well, I think it's I want to cover the team after this trade and be in the locker room. And there's going to be some good questions he can ask. But I remember just being like, they got games after Washington.
I mean,
you haven't seen the White House, you should definitely go there. You don't need to watch the Wizards play basketball tonight. 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin, social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Robert saying he should get a pizza and bring it in for me because I guessed 63 correctly. I agree. Go Cavs. Chip saying 63. Seriously, that's amazing. You nailed that.
That was incredible.
You know your reputation precedes you when you get something right and people are like, Good for him.
Aww.
Look at that. Aww. Look at Nick Wilson finally fulfilling some of that promise. We do have quick hits coming up at 2:40 today. A lot of really fun stuff there. Tom Kelly, WIP night show host. Night show to night show hosts. We're going to get into his feelings on the Philly side of the Super Bowl. Joe Varden, formerly of Cleveland, formerly of the Plain Dealer. He's now the Athletics NBA reporter. We'll get his read on the DeAndre Hunter trade, how much difference that makes. But is this the best you felt about the Cavs since LeBron left the second time? And there's a far greater risk to the Cavs' chemistry, but the rewards could be phenomenal, and my good vibes will allow it. In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.